Well, Rhode Island could soon become home to the nation's first supervised drug injection center, a place where people can safely use illegal drugs. This month, the state's legislature approved a plan for a pilot program, which was signed into law by Rhode Island's governor. Ian Donis of the Publix Radio reports.
The approval of a safe injection site would have once been unthinkable in the General Assembly, but it came with broad support in the final week of the legislative session. For years, this concept crashed into the get-tough rhetoric of the war on drugs, but the toll of the opioid epidemic, which legislators say claimed almost 400 lives in Rhode Island last year, has sparked a reassessment. In making their case, some lawmakers cite how their own friends and relatives have died from overdoses. Democratic Representative Justine Caldwell is one of them. She says her 23-year-old cousin overdosed back in 2018, leaving a cascade of emotional pain for two roommates who did not initially realize that he had OD'd.
And his family, who is torn apart, and his sister, who's getting married this summer, and he will not be at her wedding. So this is a bill that is going to protect Rhode Island families, and it is a big step in our substance abuse crisis prevention, and I would urge
the conventional argument against supervised drug injection centers is that they send a government-sanctioned message in support of shooting up. Representative Arthur Corvese is among those troubled by the concept.
We set rules, regulations, laws, and parameters for our people to conduct themselves, to comport themselves. But yet, we will say, you want to chase the dragon or shoot up? There's the place to do it. We're going to protect you. We're going to have health people there for you. We're going to pay for it. This bill will keep people alive, people who otherwise will die alone somewhere in our state will remain alive.
That's Democratic Representative John Edwards, who is the House sponsor of the bill to create harm reduction centers. He says ignoring drug addiction adds to the body count and that it's better to give users a safe, supervised place to shoot up. Supporters say these sanctioned centers have made a positive difference in Canada and almost a dozen other countries. On the House floor last month, Edwards says he expects Rhode Island to become home to one or possibly two injection centers. He says the funding will come from non-governmental sources such as foundations, and users would be screened by health professionals upon arrival.
If they want, they can have their drugs tested for quantity of fentanyl, and then they can inject their drugs or however they use them, and then they're monitored. They stay there until they can get up and walk out on their own.
Legislation to create supervised drug injection centers was first introduced a few years ago by Democratic State Senator Josh Miller. This time around, the House and Senate overwhelmingly approved bills to create a two-year pilot program, and it is now law. Before an injection center could move ahead in a particular community, it would require approval from the local city or town council. In February, Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza wrote a letter expressing his support and pledged to work with the State Department of Health to implement the plan. But Democratic State Representative Anastasia Williams is critical of how this issue has been dealt with in the past, particularly in communities of color.
When it's in the urban cause, it's crackheads and junkies, but as soon as the white population started dying more frequently, it became an opioid pandemic. And solutions started being thought about, like this one. But when people of color were in need of these same services, mum's the word, honey.
Legislative sponsors of the Supervised Injection Center say they're confident it will move ahead, due in part to the evolution of federal drug policy. The legislation requires the state health director and an advisory panel to create regulations by next March for the envisioned one or two injection centers. A growing number of cities and states, including California and Somerville, Massachusetts, are pursuing plans for injection centers, and the Biden administration is backing the broader concept of harm reduction. The American Rescue Act includes $30 million for evidence-based harm reduction approaches, the first time the federal government has directed money for such a purpose. For Here and Now, I'm Ian Donis.